Constructive rest. Find yourself on your back on a carpeted floor or mat. Your head is supported by books at a height where you are neither tipping your head back, which indicates too few books, or tipping your head forward, which indicates too many books. You may not need any books, or you may need many. Your legs are bent, knees facing up to the ceiling. Your feet are resting on the floor. Your elbows are bent to the sides, your hands resting on your torso. Notice your external surroundings, your breath, and the support of your body on the floor. There is nothing to do physically. Pay attention to areas of tension and invite yourself to let go just a little bit. Now, notice areas in the body where you do feel just a bit easy. Then, where else do I seem a bit easy? Take 20 seconds and bring this into your awareness. Now notice if the areas of tension dissolve just a bit. Continue to go back and forth between noticing tension and noticing what seems a bit easy. Let yourself focus on this. Did the areas of tension change? Slowly brush your right leg down, your knees straight but not locked. Keep your neck muscles free and easy. Slide your right foot up towards your sitting bones, bending at the knee, replacing your foot next to your left. You are simply drawing your foot along the floor to bend at the knee. Your breath comes and goes. Now brush your left leg down. Your knee is straight, but not locked. Again, keep your neck muscles free and easy. Slide your left foot up, bending at the knee, replacing it next to your right foot. Notice if you are tightening anywhere else in your body and think ease. You are simply drawing your foot along the floor to bend at your knee. Your breath continues to come and go. If you wish, lengthen your torso towards your head and let your back resettle into the support of the floor. Slowly, leading with your fingertips, bring both hands on either side of your head, thumbs under your jaw, fingers gently spread out over your skull. Breathe in, and on your exhale, lift your head slightly. Give your head a tiny tug, lengthening your head away from the top of your spine. Bring your hands back to your torso. Now lift only your elbows off the floor. Extend your forearms out as if you are gently holding a large exercise ball. Your back settles into the support of the floor. Bring your fingers together, making the shape of a ball half the size. Fingertips close, but not touching. Widen in your back. Check your shoulders for tension. Remember, you are initiating with your fingers and not your arm muscles. Now simply straighten your arms forward towards your knees. Lift your head slightly off the books, gently engaging in your abs, curling them in towards your back, and roll down. Think your shoulders pointing away from one another throughout. Bend your elbows and place them back onto your torso. Keeping your right elbow bent, hinge your forearm at the elbow away from your torso, fingers pointing up to the ceiling. Your neck is easy. Leading with your fingertips, slowly extend your arm up. Your back is connected to the floor in opposition to your moving arm. If you wish, you can begin to slowly move your arm back towards your head. The muscles around your shoulder blade gently tone to support the extension of your arm. Stretch only as far as you can maintain the ease in your neck and the structure of your back. Bring your right arm back onto your torso. Keeping your left elbow bent, hinge your forearm at the elbow away from your torso, fingers pointing up to the ceiling. Your neck is easy. Leading with your fingertips, slowly extend your arm up. Your back is connected to the floor in opposition to your moving arm. If you wish, you can begin to slowly move your arm back towards your head. The muscles around your shoulder blade gently tone to support the extension of your arm. Stretch only as far as you can, maintain the ease in your neck and the structure of your back. Bring your arm back onto your torso. On your next exhale, breathe out through your mouth on a whispered ah sound. Your jaw releases away from your head as you think your head going away from your jaw. When the exhale completes, close your mouth, pause briefly before your next inhale. Let the breath come in through your nose. Your mouth closes, your teeth stay parted as you inhale. Throughout this sequence, let your ribs expand out on the inhale and gently fold in on the exhale. Leave your neck muscles alone, which allows the diaphragm to rise and fall efficiently to fill and empty the lungs fully. Take a minute to cycle through some whispered ahs. As you bring the whispered ah to a close, rest for a minute, letting your breath come and go. Let your whole body be still and easeful. Your head is fully supported by the books. Now move your eyes and head to the right or left. Roll onto your side and make your way to standing. During this transition, you are breathing, bending your ankles, knees, and hips, and leaving your neck muscles easy as you think your head away from your spine. Now enjoy walking to wherever your now released mind and body takes you.